ask a little more about the first social groups that you were involved in when you came to Buffalo? The first groups of gay people.
Well, the first gay, first group that I was involved with, I met them in my church, the church I was going to. And it was about five or six in this particular church. And I guess I was here about 3 months before I really knew what was happening, you know.
This is 1938. That's amazing.
It's amazing where you can meet the man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. What's your family's religious background?
Protestant.
We're keeping a fact sheet on people with just basic things. How many kids in the family, you know, parents, family's religion, national origin, you know, things like that. So we'll know basic stuff so we can get all the people over 50 in one pile, all the people over 60 in another pile. How did you get to know?
Well, after I met them in church, well, I started to go into their house visiting them because they were all in school along with me.
What school did you go to?
Hutch.
Oh. My father went to Hutch.
Are you there?
Yeah.
And that's how we would start visiting each other like that, and that's how I found out that they were gay.
So you all hung around together through high school?
Right.
Did you stay friends with them after you got out of school?
Yes, some of them, I'm friends with them today.
Still? That's great. About how many out of that group do you still know?
About four that I, you know, keep in touch with.
That's amazing, after all this time.
Yeah, about four.
Wonderful. Did you ever go with any of the ones that were in that group? Ever have a girlfriend in that group?
All four of them. Not at the same time, but yeah. Eventually all four of them.
You've been busy. What did you do together? You were high school kids, you know.
Well, as I said, we went to the show and like that because at the time we didn't drink or anything like that. In fact, I was 28 before I ever took my first drink. I didn't care too much about drinking when I was young. No, I was 24 when I had the first drink. It was a glass of port wine. I knew exactly what it was, and it made me sick. And I never wanted another drink until I was 28.
So you went to shows and you went to each other's houses.
Like that, yeah.
And, well, you had already had a relationship down in Virginia.
Yeah.
By that time. And in that first relationship, you were, what, 14?
No, it was at 12.
At 12. That's really young. Did you actually sleep with her? Did you actually have sex with her when you were 12? Did that scare you?
No.
Did you feel like you knew what you were doing?
Yes, I did.
Right away? Nobody had to teach you anything?
No. I felt that I knew exactly what I was doing. It was what I wanted to do. And I did it, and we did it the whole time I was there until my mother sent me here to go to school.
Did she get scared?
The girl?
Your girlfriend? Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But I often think what would have happened if they had caught us. Because she was white and I was black. You know?
Holy
and
God.
At that time, boy, it would have been very bad.
I bet.
But, you know, I've always, my mother and I have never discussed it. My mother's dead now. But even after I became an adult, we never discussed it. But I always feel that she knew something why she sent me away. I don't know, I just had always felt that.
Do you think maybe she just didn't want you being so close to a white girl?
No, it wasn't that. It was no, Uh-huh. So it wasn't that. She said that she wanted me to get a better schooling. Uh-huh. But I don't know, I always, you know, after I became an adult and I thought about it, I always had an idea that it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. That I believed that she did it, something was going on, because we were extremely close. And I know all of a sudden, she hadn't been talking about it. She says, well, I want you to go to Buffalo and live with your sister. You can get a better education there. Mm-hmm. So I just had an idea. I've always had that idea that she really thought something was happening. You know?
In that first group that you met through church, were all the kids in your group black?
No, it was some Italians in there. Because at the time, I was living right in an Italian neighborhood at that time, in Spring in North Division. It was all Italians. In fact, it was over 3 or 4 black families in the neighborhood at that time.
So the kid, the...
Some was white and some was black.
And that's the group that you met at church?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the church then was mixed, racially
mixed. The church was
mixed,
and then sometime I would go to St. Columbus, the Catholic church, too.
Ah.
I went there, too. Because I only lived 1 block from there.
All right.
I had friends in there, in St. Columbus there, you know where that is, on Hickory, and Eagle Street.
I know Hickory and Eagle.
It's still there. And the church is still open. That's one of the churches that's still open.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
At the time, Father Boland was, he's dead now. And he became a Monsignor after them, but Father Boland was the priest there.
Uh-huh. My mother lived near Hickory Street.
She did?
Yeah, but I can't remember the year, though.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family's from the east side. I was brought up on Butler near Ferry and Humboldt.
Oh, yeah?
I lived till I was like 15. So I know the east side fairly well, and they lived further east, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you graduate from Hutch?
No.
What year were you when you left it?
In the 10th grade.
Did you ever finish any other schooling after that?
Yes, I went back to school in 64, I think it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
64, but I only went for a year because I got sick. Okay. I was going to finish and get my diploma, but my high school diploma. But they sent me a letter that I could take a equivalency test and get it that way.
Yeah. Did you do that?
I haven't did it yet. I said I was going to do it.
Yeah. I know a few women who have done it recently, and it's a lot of pressure, but you've been all right. After you got out of school, you got a job.
No, after I got out of school, and I got married and was married for one day, and I left Buffalo and went to New York.
What? What year was it that you got married?
In 41, I think it was.
Uh-huh. That is so wild. Did you have like a regular big wedding? And
well, no, it wasn't a big wedding. We just got married. There was 5 or 6 people there, but that's all.
Uh-huh.
And we got married like today. Really remember the day too. It was on a Thursday, and I left him on a Friday. And about a week, 10 days later, I went to New York. Got a job there, stayed there for 5 years. Then I came back to Buffalo.
Why'd you marry him?
I don't know.
Did you think you were supposed to get married, so you just did it?
Well, the pressure from my sister, you know. You should get married. You have no boyfriend. You this and you that. So really, it was really pressure.
Uh-huh.
So after I went to New York and came back, my sister said to me one day, I guess I'd been back about 3 months at the time, 4 months, something like that. She says, you know, I well understand that why you married. It didn't last but one day. I said, why? She said, you're not interested in men at all. You seem to be more interested in women than in men. I said, so well you know, so let's forget it here.
That was it? No more conversation?
I told her no more conversation concerning women or me or my private life. I live my life to suit myself. You live yours to suit yours. I always had that attitude after I became 20, after 21, when I passed 21.
Yeah.
I had that attitude. I didn't go out and say, well, I'm gay. But I didn't try to live my life to suit somebody else. Mm-hmm. I live mine to suit myself. So I have nothing to regret because I did exactly what I wanted to do.
What did you do in New York?
I worked.
What kind of job?
Well, it wasn't much of any job. I worked in the garment district.
Uh-huh.
You know, making things like that.
So it was like light factory types of things.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, my first job down there was, I was a typist in an office in one of those factories.
Oh, yeah? You used to live in New York?
I lived in New York for a year once and then about 6 or 8 months another time.
Did you like New York?
Not to live there.
I didn't either. It's fine to visit,
uh-huh.
but I don't like it to live here. That's why I lived there 5 years, but I came back here, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't like it to live there.
You were living as a gay woman in New York.
Yes.
How did did you have girlfriends while you were there?
In 5 years, certainly.
I mean, you know. Where'd you meet him?
Well, I met this one particular person because I spent my time, the whole time I was there with this one particular person.
Oh.
And I met her at Lady's house. And I don't think I would have let her know I was gay. But she let me know that she was gay. So then we got together and we lived together for 5 years.
During that time, did you live, were your relationships monogamous? Were you always faithful to your lovers?
Most of the time.
I know that's a really tough question. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about that. But I guess what we're kind of looking for is to find out whether people did live monogamously with their lovers. And like, is gay life any different from straight life?
You know, I don't think
supposedly,
so.
A man
is
and
being
a woman
true
get
to each other.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Now I have lived with women since then. I mean,
That
it was no one in my life but that one person.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, you know, you can have a woman that she will drive you to do things. They nag you. They accuse you of doing things that you're not doing.
So
we'll
what
give
the
you
hell?
An idea and say, well, if you're going to get accused of it, you might as well go on out there and do it.
Uh-huh.
Like the woman I had in New York, and she was much older than me, so she should have known better. She was jealous. Oh, boy, she was really jealous. If I left the house and says, well, I'm going to the show, or any place, you know, if I went to the show, she would figure up every minute of those two features, that's right. Wait a minute. And if I be 5 minutes late, she'd want to know where those 5 minutes went. So a person like that will really drive you to do things because you're being accused of it, and it's not even in your mind to do anything. So you said, what the hell? I might as well go ahead on and do it.
Right.
But I don't think it's no different from a man and a woman being together. If you love a person, to my estimation, you don't want nobody else but that person. You try to be true to that person, you want that person to be true to you. So I don't see any difference in it. Sure, there's some women like some guys. Some guys see every woman they want.
Yeah.
Every woman they see, they want it.
Yeah.
And there's some girls the same way. You can't be satisfied with one person. But all of them, it's not like that. You need different ones, you know, that likes to play around. Then you meet some that is really serious and they want to keep it serious.
And settle down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. was the relation the relationship in New York was that's like 5 years worth of living. That's a long time. Is that the first long relationship you had besides your very first one?
Well, that's the first one. No, I've had longer relationships since then. But at that time I was quite young, so that was the first one that I had spent 5 years with. But when I came back to Buffalo, I was with a girl for 8 years. And I was with another one for 7 and a half. And during that time, I was not playing around either. But as I say that, it can be a relationship just like a man and woman. Because some men and some women doesn't play around, and some women doesn't play around.
Yeah. How did that relationship in New York break up?
Well, I got tired of being nagged, and I decided to come back to Buffalo. And that's how it broke up. But when I came back for about 2 years, she tried her best to get me to come back to New York. She couldn't leave New York because she had a business there. But I refused. I figured I was too young to go through all them headaches, you know. Constant nag. I mean, she lost a lot of friends over me. She'd accused them of looking at me. All that crap. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, listen, when you're talking to somebody, you're supposed to look at them. So what are you accusing your friends of me for? Your friends doesn't want me. So I just got tired of the headache. I came back to Buffalo. I went back a couple of times to visit. Stay a few days.
When you came back to Buffalo, you moved in with your sister?
Well, no, I stayed with my sister for 1 week. And then I got an apartment.
I see. And did you look for a job then?
Oh, yeah, I got a job.
Was that the elevator operator job?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 1946, right? 1947. I'm trying to get a sense of the dates that we'd be talking about because I want to find out about places that you went then to. Were any of your old friends left around then?
Yes, a few of them.
And did you contact them when you got back to town?
Yes.
What kind of social life did you start to have at that time?
Well, at that time, we could go out to like to taverns and stuff like that.
Do you remember the bars that were going then when you got back here? Oh, yeah, I know. The Moon Glow was owned by,
Jake,
was it Sammy Levitt on the Moon Glow?
Well, maybe it was. Maybe Jake was just the manager.
Right. Sammy Levitt owned it for years. Oh. I knew his daughter and I are really good friends. And
really?
Yeah. Right. And my aunts lived around the corner in Woodlawn. So I knew the Moon Glow pretty well.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess then Jake was just the manager.
I don't think I even knew Jake.
Yeah, he owns the Roanoke Hotel now.
Yeah.
He was there for years, but I thought he was the owner, so maybe he was just the manager.
Maybe he was partners with Sam. Could have been.
Maybe so, I don't know.
Yeah. But the Moon Glow wasn't a gay bar.
I know it was. But you did meet a lot of gay people there. I remember, it was entertainers and stuff coming in at all times. And so for that reason, you did meet a lot of gay people there.
I see. Now, in 1947, the Moon Glow was, was the neighborhood was was getting to be predominantly black at that time, right?
No, it didn't get predominantly black until... Yeah, I guess it was around 47,
late 40s, I think. Yeah. So, was that bar predominantly black people?
No. Mostly white in it.
Mostly
in the Moon Glow, sure.
So that the gay people you met there were mostly white?
White, yeah.
I don't remember people mentioning having gone much to the moon ball.
Well, there's a lot of them went. I met a lot of them there.
I remember it just being a straight bar.
Mm-hmm. It was straight, but it was a lot of gay people there. Naturally, if you didn't know anything about gay people, you wouldn't know whether they were gay or not.
Yeah.
But another gay person can always tell a gay person.
Uh-huh.
See? And for that reason, that's how I met a lot of them.
There were entertainers that were performing at the Moon Glow?
Oh yeah, you know, before the Moon Glow closed up, they had a show every night. Sammy Davis was at the Moon Glow for 5 years.
Yeah, right, I remember that.
Yeah, he started out from the Moon Glow.
Right, yeah. Huh. What other bars do you remember going to at that time?
Let's see. Pearls. Pearls, you should know where Pearls is. It was right off from the Moon Glow. The Moon Glow.
The Moon Glow was on Ferry.
Mm-mm. The Moon Glow was on William and Mitchell.
Okay, I'm thinking
about you were thinking about the Blue Moon.
The Blue Moon.
Yeah,
right.
You were thinking about the Blue Moon.
Okay, then the Moon Glow I didn't know. Okay. It's the Blue Moon that I knew. Moon Glow was on William and Michigan.
Right, and Pearls was on William and Michigan, but it was on the side.
And that was also a straight bar where there were gay people who went in a lot?
Yeah, that was a straight bar with gay people. Okay.
William and Michigan. Will Harlan was right near there.
Yeah.
And that I remember. And I remember there were a lot of gay people going in there.
Certainly.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Little Harlan then?
Mm-hmm.
Still going, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's still going. Anne is dead though. Dawn. Anne Montgomery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she died last year. The year before last. But her husband has it. He has it gone.
How did the owners of those bars feel about gay people coming in?
Well, I tell you, in the Moon Glow in Pearls in Little Harlem, they didn't care whether they came in there or not. You know, they treated them nice if they came in those places. But they didn't dance or anything like that. The gay people didn't dance.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Do you remember there being any strictly gay bars going at that time? Because I think that's about the time Ralph Martin's was going.
Yeah, Ralph. That's the only one.
I'm trying to think now.
I knew exactly where that was because I went in there a lot of times.
Oh, you did go to Ralph Martin's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know it was down in that section there somewhere, but I can't, you know, I can't just place it. I'll have to think about it.
No, it wasn't as low as Seneca, was it? Wasn't as far down as Seneca.
It was on Jefferson, wasn't it?
Oh, God. I don't know.
It was on... No. Yes, it was. It started out on Jefferson near Swan.
Swan.
Yeah.
Did he move sometime?
I think he did move. Yes, I think he did move. But it's been so long ago, I can't, you know, it'll probably all come back to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I can't think of it.
Mm-hmm. Was there any special night of the week that you used to go out more than other nights? Were there, you know?
I don't think so. Well, if I went out into a tavern, it would usually be on a Friday night. Friday or Saturday night.
Uh-huh. One of the women we talked to said that she remembers in the 40s that Friday night was Butch's night out. Mm-hmm. The Butches went out by themselves most of the time. And Saturday night was when you went out with your girlfriend. It was couples night.
Well, perhaps with her, but with me, I don't care to go out by myself. If I got a girlfriend, I'll take her with me. I mean,
oh, you always went out with your girlfriend if you were going with somebody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You, when you were in a couple, then the couples always did things together?
Well, usually. We did things together, yes.
Uh-huh. It wasn't, she was talking about how the Butches used to get together sometimes and go out by themselves, just to sort of get, get away from their wives.
Well, sometimes we did get together and go out, but we didn't particularly make it on Friday night or Saturday night, whenever mm-hmm. we felt like doing it. If it happened to be on a Friday night, yeah, fine.
Uh-huh. Do you think that that was a custom with a lot of people, that, you know, one half of a couple would form a group with?
I don't think so. No, I really don't. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. The first relationship you got into when you got back to Buffalo, was that a long relationship?
Well, yes. When I came back to Buffalo, yes. That was a long relationship. It lasted 8 years.
That was the real one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did you meet her?
I met her at someone's house. Years ago, that's what I say, it was plenty of taverns, but it wasn't for gay people, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was a lot of houses that the gay people would meet at. Okay. And when I came back to Buffalo, I got a job and I met a girl there on this job. And she was telling me about where to go and everything. So I went up there with her one night and I met this girl. And the relationship lasted 8 years.
Wow. That's great. And you lived together?
Yes, for 8 years.
Uh-huh. Did you have a job all during that period?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she work, too?
Yes.
Was that common, that were both people in a couple worked?
Yes, I think so. Very seldom you met anyone that met two people that they both wasn't working. Sometime you did. But most of the time, the booklets didn't work.
Uh-huh. So most gay women weren't used to supporting another gay woman completely or being supported.
Unless they had some money to support, you know.
Right.
If they had money, sure.
Uh-huh. I didn't know many people like that. We all worked. And that relationship was... you were faithful during that whole relationship.
I was, yeah.
And was she?
No.
She wasn't. How'd you find out that she wasn't?
Well, I went to work one day and came back home. He came sick on the job, and I came back unexpected.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out.
Who was she fooling around with?
Another girl.
Another girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had one woman told me about a similar situation, except her girlfriend had a guy there.
Well, I come to find out later, it wasn't just this girl. This girl just happened, she decided to happen to have this girl that day. But it was a fella that we broke up over.
Oh.
She did start to go in with the fella, and I caught up with the guy. And there was no way that she could deny him. Because he was an hour home, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in bed when I got there. So that relationship broke up.
It broke up that day? I mean, that was the end of it?
Not exactly that day, but within the next